I'm Pete Sweeney. Welcome back. BJ Kissel in for Focus Point. It's the 1-4 Kansas City Chiefs going into Minnesota to face the 2-2 Vikings. So far, they're perfect at TCF Stadium. That's where they play their home games. And in order for the Chiefs to get that first win since week one, they're going to have to change that.
Yeah, and what you're going to see from the Minnesota Vikings is going to be very familiar to Chiefs fans because it's what we saw a lot of during the Marty Schottenheimer era, and that it's a very strong defense. They're allowing just 18 points per game, which ranks among the best in the NFL. And you're going to see a strong running game. You're not going to see a whole lot from the passing game because they don't need it. Quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is averaging just 165 yards per game through the air, ranks 32nd in the NFL. Again, there's no secret what the Vikings are going to do. 28's going to get the ball. Chiefs defense has to be ready for them.
Okay, so we know the Vikings offense is going to run through Peterson and Bridgewater. Now shifting things to the defense. So far through this year, they've been pretty good against the pass, but struggled a little bit against the run, and that could bode well for whoever it is taking the snaps at tailback for the Chiefs.
It's an interesting storyline going into this game, because everybody's talking about Jamaal Charles being out with a torn ACL. He's done for the season, so whoever's taking the handoffs in the backfield is going to look a little bit different for the Chiefs. But one stat I know that NFL coaches keep track of is the percentage of plays on first down that result in 4 or more yards. Now, the Vikings defense is allowing 4 yards or more 52% of the time, which ranks 31st in the NFL. How does that affect what the Chiefs are going to try to do offensively? Well, those are on running plays. And whether it's Shark Kendrick West, Niall Davis, Spencer Ware, DeAnthony Thomas, Anthony Sherman, whoever's going to be carrying the ball for the Chiefs, they need to pick up those plays. And one thing Jamaal Charles had done throughout his career is he bailed a lot of plays out. Where there was nothing there, he made something out of nothing. I don't think it's fair to expect whoever's carrying the ball for the Chiefs on Sunday and the rest of the season to be able to make those same kind of plays that Jamaal Charles did. So it's going to be up to the offensive line. They know it. They're going to have to step up their game. Everybody's going to have to step up their game a little bit and help that Chiefs running game, particularly on first down, so they're not sitting in those second and third and long situations.
Who should Chiefs fans be looking at specifically on the Minnesota defense that could have an impact?
Well, that Mike Zimmer crew, and you heard Coach Bieniemy talk about it, that whole defense has kind of taken on the personality of their coach. And Mike Zimmer's been in this game for a long time, 22 years, all on the defensive side. He's been one of the best. But the talent that he's got on this team is ridiculous, especially on the defensive side, especially the youth on that side. You look at Harrison Smith, their safety, makes plays all over the place, much like Hussein Abdullah, in that he lines up all over the place. He'll line up deep, he'll line up in the box, he'll be a little bit of everywhere. He leads their team in tackles. And then you look at the defensive end, Everson Griffin, 27 years old, leads their team with 3 sacks, got a big deal last offseason because of what he can do as far as rushing the passer. And then you've got Anthony Barr, the linebacker out of UCLA, provides a lot of athleticism at that linebacker position, makes a lot of plays for them as well. So Mike Zimmer's got that group playing really, really well. He's got a lot of youth, a lot of talent, and only 18 points per game given up. Chiefs offense really has their hands full on Sunday.